This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're trying to get a feel for how people spend their day at work. So if you would you walk us through a typical day for you?
It's Mike Shope.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah, I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
And the Bulldog.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Joe, really, you couldn't read the names of the undrafted players? They're just labels. A safety, a lineman, a linebacker, you know, it's like that.
Yeah.
You couldn't. These are people, Joe.
They are people, yeah. I could have thrown Nick McLeod in there, I guess.
How would you choose one? How can you just choose one? Do you have a sense of which are the more prominent of the bunch?
Not really, I guess. So maybe not. But it just felt like a lot. 11 names on there when you include the rookies. You're just reading people.
I would like to hear you read. Some days I would really mean this. I would like to hear you read the 11 names and then pause so that regular listeners would be like, did he just really do that? And then you pause and they're sort of waiting to hear what you do next. And then you say, now to the Falcons undrafted free agent list.
Just go through the whole
alphabetically,
league.
Yeah. And then you start to wonder what is happening. Yeah, what is happening there?
Yeah.
Did you happen to see
Chris Trapasso likes one of those guys, Griffin? I think the cornerback. I saw him tweet about him. He wouldn't be surprised if he found his way onto the team and even some playing time. So maybe you should have said his name, Joe.
There were some
Chris's name.
Some tough names too on here.
I mean, sure,
or Chris's name. Yeah, a cornerback that Chris Trapasso likes.
If there are tough names, that sort of decides it for you.
Yeah, there was really one.
The wild goose.
Even that Griffin. I think it's Elijah, but it's spelled a little bit differently than normal, so I wasn't completely sure. Wild goose. Mm-hmm. Well, we know him at this point.
You're not leaving him out.
No, that's an easy one.
You're not going to be like a corner or safety. You're going to be like wild goose.
No, wild goose.
You're not going to leave him out. It's a great jersey if he makes it. Wild goose? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I might want that. I did something so dumb today. We should have a dumb mishap draft because this is fresh, and this would be like my first pick for things that I've done, I think. This might be the it could have been worse than it was. I mean, it didn't end up being bad at all, but it had the potential to be so stupidly bad. I'm grocery shopping with the cart, and it was just sort of a thing where it seemed like it wasn't – I don't think it was super busy, but every corner I tried to turn was just tight. Like someone was there – or moving into the space, or somebody working was unpacking something and putting them on the shelves. That produce section can be pretty fierce. And so I kept finding, right?
I love fierce.
Yeah, it can be pretty fierce over there by the peas. Yeah. So I kept finding myself in a jam with the cart. You know what I mean? Like, which way do I turn? Do I wait? Do I go? It was just happening over and over and over. I felt like, you know, it's just a meaningless pattern, right? Like some days you drive and it just feels like everybody is driving like a crazy person, but it's really just sort of random chance, right? They're not all together. It's not unified.
Right. It's not a plot.
No. Yeah, there's not a pack of drivers who are just all deciding to drive crazy today. Just different people. So I'm just having this. I'm sensing I'm getting frustrated because I just can't seem to get into open space. The same thing is like when you're driving, right? I can't seem to get any room here. Yeah. And so
sounds like a NASCAR driver like stuck in a pack of like 20. You can't really find your way to clean air.
Can't get out.
Clean air.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm at the strawberries. I turn left. Someone's there. I can't go right. I try to go straight. Someone cuts in like in Truman Show where he's trying to prove to his wife how there's just no way out. They go around in a circle and the cars are just coming right out to block them every time. So it feels like this is happening to me. 5, 6, 7 moves I'm trying to make are just blocked. So I try this one where I'm going to sort of like speed up. Someone's, again, like coming right to where I want to be. I sort of speed up and to get ahead, and I turn the cart tightly to the left, and somehow I ran over my right foot and like cracked 2 toenails. Like, ow! I'm sort of like that. That was my reaction. I had to move to the left because there was someone blocking the aisle in front of me, and I'm trying to beat this other person just to not collide with them. And I don't even know how you can do that. How can you run over the cart's in front of me,
know.
Like normally?
Yeah.
How do you run over your foot?
Yeah. I'm pretty confident I've never done that. I don't know that I would even notice if I've ever come close to doing that. That just seems like it would be really hard to do.
I'm not sure anyone has ever done this. And I've got sandals on, so I'm sort of like moving. I jerk the cart and I'm trying to move fast, and I run over my right foot and crack 2 toenails. And so I go, ow, like that. And I look, and it's not that bad. Still hurts.
There's no blood?
No, there's no blood. I walk. Okay. I sort of stand there for a few seconds. I don't think anybody really sees me, as crowded as it was. I stand there for a few seconds and then start to move again. And like it hurts. But I look again, no blood. I'm just thinking to myself, what if I like really injured myself doing that? What a story. What happened to you again? I was shopping. I was over by the berries, and I ran over my foot with my own cart and broke my toes. Wait, you're saying someone pushed you? No, I'm not saying that. No one pushed me. I just happened to do that. And now I'm in the store and I can't walk, and people are crowding around and they're all like, what happened to that guy?
Yeah.
Well, he seemed to have run over his own foot with his cart.
Love the moment where you ponder what it would be like if that had been worse. Like that.
Yes.
I don't have a list ready of dumb things I've done, but I know I just did this chore here in the house. I don't know, just about at 2:30 before I came up here to start the show. There's this back staircase that's painted white, and it gets, it's a lot of traffic, and it gets kind of dirty. And like, so I every like once a week or so sweep it off and then wipe it down to sort of keep it clean. You know, somebody spills coffee on it on the way, from getting coffee, and then whatever. It's just, it needs maintenance. A couple of weeks ago, I was doing that job. I think I had the broom. I was sweeping before I wiped it down, and I had long, baggy sweatpants on. And moving from one stair to the next with the broom, I caught the bottom of the sweatpant under my foot in such a way that going down the stairs, I got caught, and I almost tripped and fell down the stairs. And I didn't. I caught myself in time, but it was close. And I thought, and again, it was right around the same time as I was doing this today. And I thought, that's a hell of a phone call.
Yes.
Like, hey, Mike, yes. Sorry, I'm not going to be there today. I broke my arm, or I'm concussed because I caught my foot. I'm thinking, like, would I make up a better story than that? Or would I just tell the, because it just is so ridiculous. But, clumsy is clumsy. I mean, I came close. Like, I don't know. I have a maybe unhealthy fear of falling downstairs at this point in my life. Like, I just feel like it's going to happen one day. And that was a pretty close call.
Pretty much always, like, if you or I are sick and unable to work, it's mostly, it could be the flu, but it's mostly just, sort of the typical symptoms. I'm coughing all the time. My throat is killing me, my nose, whatever. But now when you do that, you're doing something more. When you report in with symptoms, okay, we've got to slow down here. We got to make sure you can, go back in the office whenever, all the different factors. Like, in school. This happened with one of my children where they just had a symptom for a minute, and we just played it safe because that's, you know, what we did. Not even thinking about COVID or anything, just like, well, you know, why don't you sleep in? We'll see how you feel in the morning. And then you called the school and it's like, okay, well, you have to stay out for 10 days.
Right.
10
right.
days. It was like a grass allergy. So it was like 10 days or a negative test or doctor's note. And we were able to, you know, after like, to get the appointment and everything, and we were able to get back in school. But that's, you know what I mean? Like, you might feel like you have to admit what really happened, which was you fell down the stairs.
I fell down the stairs.
Like,
because I'm a clumsy idiot.
Yeah. I can't work because I just fell down the stairs. I can't work today because I ran over my right foot with a shopping cart under no pressure from anyone to do that. And I'm out. Sorry. That's what happened. I'm not going to pretend that I have cold symptoms because that's a whole other
thing.
Glad you made it.
Thank
you.
So, good.
Yes. Thank you. And you're seeing that Zach Wilson, the Jets quarterback, will be wearing number 2. And you guys love number 2.
I like number 2 a lot. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good number.
I think I liked it for a receiver. I don't know if I like it for a quarterback.
You said it was a very fast number.
It's a fast number, yeah. I don't have a lot of precedent coming to mind right now of good number 2 quarterbacks, because all I'm thinking of is Peterman also.
Didn't Flutie wear 2 in New England?
Yeah, he drop-kicked field goal through once.
He wore 22 at BC.
Right.
Right.
20 or 22?
22.
Remember the Miami game? The Flutie pass?
Yeah, Gerald Phelan. Right?
Gerald That's Phelan. Remember where you were when you watched that?
Sorry. Any opportunity I have to remember somebody's name from the past, I'm going to be quick on it after the Bud Grant episode last week.
Bud Grant, Albert Humperdinck, Taylor Lewan.
Right. I've had a rough go here. I need to reestablish my confidence and thus my credibility.
That's right.
Thanksgiving. No, right? I don't remember watching that game live. I remember Michael Westbrook, Cordell Stewart.
Yes.
Is that that's a famous Hail Mary? I remember watching that in my parents' basement when I lived in there after I'd moved back from Connecticut. I don't remember where I was. I don't even know for sure if I was watching BC Miami live.
Okay, yeah, I think it was on Thanksgiving. Would have been my uncle's house. I don't have a story. I just Flutie came up. Wilson is wearing number 2 probably because he was draft pick number 2. He wore number 1 at BYU. I don't know if the Jets have that already taken or whatever, but he's choosing 2. I'm reading.
So are we going to hear a lot of stories about how he's got a chip on his shoulder because he didn't go 1?
Wait till they play Jacksonville. It's going to be awful. I mean, amazing. Mm-hmm. He's just going to light up Jacksonville because they slighted him. No one else did. But that number 2.
Matt Ryan's
got to find your slights where you can, I guess.
Matt Ryan's pretty good.
Yeah, he's very good. What do you mean?
He's number 2. I couldn't think of a good quarterback that wore number 2. I think I thought of one. Matt Ryan.
He wasn't picked number 2, Ryan. Yeah. He was picked maybe 3. Does that sound right?
Ooh, I always thought of him as like a mid first round guy, but that might be wrong.
Higher, I'm not sure 3, but I think top 5.
Yeah, I was gonna say top 10.
He was 3rd,
7 or 8.
Yeah, he went
3rd. Okay.
Yep.
Look at Mike.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
No,
he's not a Hall of Famer.
You're thinking about it.
But he's not. No, he's not a Hall of Famer.
Where do you think he ranks?
He's a compiler.
Where do you think he ranks, like, in yards and stuff?
5th.
He's not a Hall of Famer? No.
Again, he's one of these guys that just he puts up stats for 20 years. I mean, I respect that on some level, but has he ever been near the best quarterback in football?
Yes.
Maybe once. Once he was that.
He won an MVP. And really, like, how did they not win that Super Bowl?
Maybe if they win that Super Bowl, I'd be
Was that
more.
His fault that they didn't win?
Sure.
I'll say it. Someone needs to blame him for that loss. First team All-Pro one time, 4 Pro Bowls.
I mean, score 1 touchdown in the second half, and you got a Lombardi. So, yeah, I guess
Okay. Rookie of the Year. He's ranked in the NFL's top 100 numerous times. passing, I just want to get the total, like, yards. I don't even know if I have that here. Where does he rank all time in passing yards? Here he is. He's fifth active ninth career. Ninth. He is fifth among active quarterbacks in passing yards. Would that even maybe include Breeze or Rivers?
I'm looking at a list right now where they are highlighted, which means they're considered active.
They're both considered active.
Yeah.
So did you see the thing about Brady and his chance to break Breeze's record? Did you guys see that?
No, I did not.
Okay, great. Brady needs to average 288.5 passing yards per game to break Breeze's record for career passing yards in week four, and that's when they play New England.
Oh,
so if he averages, and last year I think he averaged 289 or something, like exactly that number. So if he throws for his average in his first three and then four games, he will break. I mean, it's not, who cares about this record? Who cared when Breeze did it? Like,
I don't know.
Who even cares? But it's something. And he has a reasonable chance of breaking that record in New England in week four. And I saw someone on Twitter ask if they thought it was a coincidence that they were playing that week because of this record.
God, I can't imagine it's anything but a coincidence.
Well, if you were to write the schedule, you'd be the kind of person who would know this, though. The person who writes the schedule is the kind of person who would know that, because that's one thing you would be mindful of is like records, milestones. Mm. You'd want Breeze at home for some. Or anybody at home for some like consecutive games record, maybe. You can't control much of that, but you might be thinking about it. All right, well, maybe it is a coincidence. I don't know. But it does seem like it's possible that they put him.
Yeah, no, it's definitely possible that he could do it. I mean, you just said it. Like, why would they put him in New – I mean, I know it's New England.
That's why.
It's not just any other team, but I don't know.
Sunday night. That's why.
Yeah.
For that reason, like to give him that chance of breaking that record against the Patriots. Not that you need that to care about that matchup.
Right?
Like no. you don't need this record. Who even knew about it?
I'm going to forget about it by the time we hit the commercial break.
Will they congratulate him? Yes, right?
I just don't ever individual milestones. We've talked about this before, like Breeze and Brady trading off and Manning before that. Like, whatever. I mean, I don't want to say never. I mean, I cared about rushing yards for a time. Like, and I want Josh Allen to get 4,500 yards passing or something. Like, there's certain seasonal benchmarks that I guess I'm interested in, but career numbers, I just don't. I just think the sport has changed so much over our lifetimes that I have a hard time like really wanting to give the guys who break the records a lot of credit. Like you're playing in an era where this is how the game is played. And like, please don't tell me that you're responsible for the era being what it is. Like you're here. I mean, I think, you know, I have a hard time. I struggle with it. I shouldn't even say I struggle with it. I don't care.
I know what you mean, but guys get better, too. Like, it's not just Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is one spot ahead of John Elway. This will be good because you're, like, this big Elway guy. Matt Ryan is one spot ahead of John Elway on the all-time passing yards list, ninth and tenth. And he's probably better than John Elway, right? Like, he's probably better than Elway. But
like, skills-wise?
Yeah. Right? Like, wouldn't he just have to be 20 years later to come around, like, the newest – the new hot quarterback?
Yes, I think, sure, athletically, like, the guys of today are superior, so a quarterback putting up comparable numbers to a guy from 30 years ago, I would assume is athletically superior, has better skills, has a stronger arm. I know that sounds crazy, because Elway could throw it, like, you know, throw it over the mountains if you wanted him to, but release... everything, I just think, has to be quicker because everyone's bigger and faster, and the field is still the same size.
So when you, if you had to figure out who was the better player or who had the better career, like you, not necessarily in terms of Elway, but if you go back long enough, you just know that the modern players are superior, right? They're just bigger and faster, and they can do everything better. There's every reason to think that, but they're not more deserving of the Hall of Fame or like the highest honor just because of that. Because like, what do you want to do? You want to put it in context. What did this player, What was he to the players he played with and against? How good was he in his group? And then same thing with the other guy. But I kind of think Matt Ryan and John Elway are interesting. Because stats-wise, I mean, Elway went to more Super Bowls and then eventually won two. But, you know, it's not a team award. It's not a team thing. Quarterbacks always get the most credit and blame for what the team does. Like, Matt Ryan couldn't have gone to three Super Bowls.
Yeah. I have never, and I don't anticipate I ever will, sit down in front of the TV and go, man, I can't wait to watch Matt Ryan play quarterback today.
Okay.
And Elway, you know, I mean, you know this. You said it sort of in the setup to expanding on this conversation. Elway was like the first guy on another team that I ever felt that way about. Like he started playing, and I started paying attention and going, man, this guy is super fun to watch. I like watching this guy play quarterback. And I mean, I've just Matt Ryan to me is like he's a guy. He's good. But I know, and really, this is not my Falcons bias. He could be playing for some other team that I even kind of like, and I don't think I would care. He just never has struck me as someone who, boy, you got to see this guy throw the ball. Whatever, he's fine.
I think if you probably measured it, like who's more accurate, who's throws the ball further, who throws the ball faster. Like I feel like Matt Ryan would maybe win in every
category.
Right, but to me, I want to compare them to what their quarterbacks around them in the league were doing at the same time, because I've never considered Matt Ryan to be in the top tier of quarterbacks. He's never been on Brady and Rodgers and Breeze level. And I feel like
Are you guys sure you're right?
I didn't watch Elway, but I think that was Elway.
Bulldog didn't want to watch him. You're like, he's never been in the top group. Are you sure you're right?
He did it the 1 year, but those other guys, I feel like, have been doing it for 15, 20.
You're not going to get an argument for me on, like, Rodgers and Brady, but isn't he in the next group?
What's that next group? Roethlisberger?
Yeah, all right. That's a good name, isn't it?
Rivers.
Are you sure that Roethlisberger has been better than Matt Ryan? You feel confident in saying that? Do you think that?
Would you say that?
You do? Okay. You would say that confidently?
Yeah.
I would say it with some confidence.
and he also, you know, again, for me, this is personal taste. Like he meets the I've enjoyed watching him play threshold. More than Matt Ryan. I've enjoyed his career more, I think.
There are lots of reasons for that, potentially. You know, the Steelers are relevant to you, and the Falcons, the reason you don't like them is that they're not relevant to you. Like, they're just sort of, why are they allowed to play?
That's right. There's surely bias that is included in that. But stylistically, Roethlisberger, like, moving around, you know, earlier in his career, not so much now, he's a shell of his former self, but him extending plays and like, you know, rolling to his right and throwing it down the field to Antoine Randle-L, like, I loved watching him do that. And, like, Matt Ryan, to me, just doesn't have that, he doesn't have that part in his game, really.
I think the team, the reason I'm holding back just a little bit is I do think the team does matter here. If Matt Ryan, I'm trying to picture him, if he was the Steelers quarterback the last 15 years, I think
they would have been
look at him a lot differently.
Yeah. You know? I'm not sure I believe anything I'm saying about Matt Ryan. I just like driving this car. Just sort of maybe he's the best ever.
Yeah. I'm sure I believe everything I'm saying. I'm not confident it's right. But I know how I feel. Like you're asking me, like, what's my opinion? I'm not here to break it down analytically. Like, what do I think about these guys? That's what I think. You know, I like watching this guy play. I like his athleticism. I like whatever. Matt Ryan, just doesn't do it for me.
Next on the passing list for Matt Ryan is Eli Manning. Everybody was better than that guy. So that's just, you know, these are not like the passing yards rankings are not necessarily indicative of the player's ability. Just going to leave that there. We're on the air, right? This was all on the air.
Yes. This was not a pre-show meeting. This was
All right, let's talk about the schedule some more. I got a couple questions about it, and I've got a couple of other ideas from it. I'm just excited. Lots of stuff going on. I made it through that foot, that near tragedy with my foot, and I feel like I've got a new lease on life because of it. Armando Salguero today.
Yes. Make sure you make the most of every minute.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's why we're not breaking yet, because I feel like I just want to keep talking. Armando today at 4, the Dolphins, they'll host the Bills again this year in week 2. That's the Dolphins' first home game. So we always enjoy talking to him. That'll be today. And maybe we'll hear from you. 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with Sneaky Joe. This is WGR.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, just keep your head down and just keep working. You know, you're going to have some good days, you're going to have some bad days, but don't let your bad days carry over. You know, just keep going and keep looking forward, and just no matter what, just keep your head down and keep fighting.
Marquez Stevenson, interesting new player in the Bills draft pick. Wide receiver, maybe returns. See what they do with him come the summer. Now it's going to be quiet for a while. We had our draft, the schedule, maybe, you know, a couple of free agents are still yet to sign, right? So we'll still have a couple news items here coming up. But, well, maybe we could get an Aaron Rodgers trade. That would be
pretty
a story.
Cool. Yeah.
But for the most part, we're kind of like set until training camp, a couple of months. Let's take this opportunity here to get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Bond, Schenick, and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. This is a tweet from me, so I don't think this should count. But I was noticing from a football perspective tweet about the schedule how the Bills are not on in the Thursday night slot at all. Now, they have Thanksgiving night, and that is a Thursday.
Right.
So they are playing on Thursday. They are scheduled to play on Thursday once. But not on that, like, Thursday night game that we all complain about or that the players complain about. Matchups are bad. You know, any of those reasons. The Bills don't have any of those games. And looking back, last year they were supposed to have one against Kansas City, but it was moved. That's because of Cam Newton, I think, right? That Newton tested positive or was put on the list, and then the Patriots ended up not going to Kansas City on time. They pushed that game back, and then they pushed the Bills game back with the Chiefs accordingly.
Right, that game was on a Monday or a Tuesday?
Monday.
Or was it even later than that? Monday, okay.
Monday.
Yeah. And then they kicked the Bills game down the road. Right.
So they were supposed to play in that Thursday night, you know, like the brand, Thursday Night Football, Buck and Aikman. It just happened to happen on a Monday. Then you have the year before that, they played Dallas on Thanksgiving, but that's not Thursday Night Football. And that was their only Thursday game that year.
That was their only scheduled
non-Sunday, 1 o'clock.
It was their only primetime game.
Yeah, it was at 4:30.
They got moved. They ended up getting things moved into primetime, right? The Steelers game later in the year in Pittsburgh that year was flexed into, right? But I think that's correct.
The year before that, 2018, Am I still right here? 2020 was the game with Kansas City that got moved. 2019 was Dallas. Uh-huh. 2018, now I'm confusing myself, but they have gone years without having an actual Thursday night football game that ended up being played on a Thursday. They had their last one was 2017 at the Jets when Tyrod Taylor was the quarterback and the Bills were looking pretty good. They went to play the Jets and they got smoked. So just a little trivia, I guess. I feel like for most of these last few years, I've looked at or thought about the Thursday night schedule as, well, everybody gets one.
Yeah, and it's where if you don't rate for a Sunday or a Monday night game, it's where you're going to get your night game.
Yeah.
Like if you're like the Bills, for there were years where the only night game the Bills ever saw was were those Thursday games. A
couple of Miami games in those years,
right.
Jets, the color rush. The colorblind game with the Jets. But they have not had one of those except for the Chief game that got moved. In this will be 4 years in a row now. They are not scheduled for any of those games. I don't know why that is. Like the Bills are not, you know, so good that they,
no, that's right. No.
They're not above the Thursday night schedule, and they're also not beneath the Thursday night schedule. So what is it about them that makes them resistant? Greg from Cover One tweeted about that to me, speaking of that word. They must have the NFL Network vaccine because their games never seem to end up in that spot.
Right. Yeah, I mean, just looking at the slate of those games, Kansas City is on there. Tennessee, looking at like AFC contenders. Tennessee is on there. Pittsburgh is on there. You know, so it's not, yeah, the Bills, like, you know, don't warrant not having to play on Thursday nights. And it's right to say they two of these last 3 years, they have been scheduled into, and even last year they were scheduled into a spot. So it's not like they're being avoided. You know, schedule makers can't control what happened with COVID, obviously. And, you know, from a competitive standpoint and from a body being ready to play in a short time frame, those Thanksgiving games, even though they're not the Thursday night package, competitively it's the same. It's the same preparation. You've got 3 days to get ready to go play a game, and in all three cases, those games have been on the road.
Well, we got our schedule last night. It did line up exactly with what we thought it was going to look like when we talked about it yesterday afternoon. We didn't do any of the work, but, you know, it got done, and we had the schedule. Would you like to do this exercise? Would you like to rank the home games?
Sure, I can do that.
Joe, are you interested in ranking the home games with us?
I am absolutely interested in doing that. Last night, I think we ranked the primetime games, or the Sunday night games, but we didn't get to the Bills games.
I was in bed.
By 8 o'clock?
At least, yes.
Really?
No. What's the best game on the home schedule? It's the opener, or it's the Monday night game, right?
Right.
Are those 1-2?
I think they're 1 and 2. It's going to be a matter of preference, I think. I'm thinking of how you guys have talked about the opener when I was stumping for Bills at Chiefs for the first Sunday night of the season. I think the opener has the potential to be an all-time memorable day out there, and that's not to say playing the Patriots on Monday night doesn't have the potential to be that either. But I think there's more juice behind the opener simply because the Bills are coming off one of the best seasons the franchise has ever had. And, you know, about 12,000 people got to go to the games in total, and that wasn't until the playoffs. So I think the home opener against the Steelers is the best game on the schedule.
Unanimous?
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. It's going to be a party.
Monday night, New England would not be my number two choice. It would be lower. I like Washington more. I think I like Miami on Halloween more. I don't need the Monday night games. It's a work day. You know, it's a school night. I don't need that. But it wouldn't be last. I think I might even like the Colts game more. So you guys are going to be higher than me on New England. Plus, they've beaten them now, right? Is it any less interesting because of that?
A little. I still think it'll be juicy. It's a night game at home, and we're not too far removed from you know, not ever getting that consideration. So I think it's easily number two. I like Indianapolis. I think that that could be pretty tasty. You guys might be right about Washington being good, but I just do not. I don't care.
I think that's going to be great.
Washington does not move me at all.
There are storylines, though, Bulldog. I mean, Fitzpatrick is a big one. Rivera and McDermott is one, if you care about that. I don't care a lot about that, but it'll be a story that week.
I think they are a good team. I think
they're
just going to be really good. Like, they've got kind of everything. The defense looks awesome. The pass rush is insane. They had one good wide receiver in Terry McLaurin. Now they have two because they got Curtis Samuel. They might have drafted a guy also that I'm forgetting.
They did.
Running back,
they did a few
the
things.
Offensive line, like... And Fitzpatrick,
Ryan Fitzpatrick is their quarterback. What are we talking about here? And how special is it? How many times has he been back here already? 10 times? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't move me at all. I love him. Nothing against him there. I said it. But come on. How great are they going to be if he is their quarterback?
Over-under is 8.5 if you're in a betting mood. That's 500, right? 8.5?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I guess that's right.
I'll take the over on Washington. I still didn't write yesterday's bets up there either. I got to do that now, or when we stop talking.
Yeah, there's a Davis Mills bet that needs to be up there.
Mac Jones and Davis Mills. I'm putting 10 on Washington over 8.5. If anybody wants to take it.
Well, I want to revisit this at some point. I'm not denying that the roster looks good, and like you know they're going to play the Eagles and the Giants twice, and we'll see what the Cowboys are. So like the division isn't super intimidating, so they could go over. I just don't think they're going to be some contender all of a sudden with Ryan Fitzpatrick as their quarterback. When you say they're great, like great to me means they could beat Tampa or Green Bay, and like come on, well or Rodgers, who knows? But you know, I think you know what I'm saying. Like I just don't think they're on that level. Yet.
They gave Tampa a game with Heinicke.
Heinicke had the ball, 2:18 to go, down 6.
To the eventual Super Bowl champs.
That would have changed NFL history forever.
All right. Well, I'll say Washington 3. You want Indy?
For 3?
Yeah. Well, does Bulldog want Indy 3? Is that the third best game for you?
I think so, yeah.
Mine's Miami. Miami home on Halloween. I think that's midpoint of the season. They're probably going to be pretty good. I think that's going to be a very important game for them, and I think that could be just the chokehold on the division by then. So I like the Miami game more.
All right. What's the worst game? We don't have to go like argue about who number 6 is.
Atlanta.
No. After all that Matt Ryan hype,
you're going to put that. I didn't disagree that I don't love watching him play football.
Houston
or Carolina are the like flip a coin here.
See, Houston is just going to be a beatdown. Like that's
it's still nice out,
and it's going to be nice out. They're going to win by 50, and it's nice out. Like that has merit.
I agree. I think Carolina. Now I don't have a problem with them. I think they're interesting. They've got some fun guys, but
that could be a Saturday night game also.
Yeah, even that would make it even worse for me. Like. that's the game I'm picturing myself walking into the stadium going like, oh, I'm tired. It's December 19th. It's probably the worst weather, you know, just I think that's the game I'd be least excited to drive to of all these. You know, the last couple, you know, maybe they're really important. Or maybe it's just more relaxed. I don't know, post-holidays.
That's why I'm kind of out on the Atlanta game. I think that game might not be important for either side by that point.
Okay. I think Atlanta wins the South. I told you that yesterday. I like that action. The price is good.
I think Carolina's got a better chance of winning the South.
Oh, who wins more games? Let me look at the numbers before agreeing
to
that.
I would want to look at what Vegas thinks of their – I bet they're pretty close.
Are we sure? Are you sure Matt Ryan's had a better career than Sam Darnold, Joe?
That I think I'm sure of.
Okay. Yeah.
It's tight. I don't know. Let me check the data.
Joe did put a poll up on Ryan versus Roethlisberger. We'll check that shortly. Armando Salguero coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To be fair, I think there's enough teams with enough space, and if you do it early enough, I don't think it's nearly as big of a limiting factor as many would make it out to be. You look at the broader picture of the league, and even looking at this year with a flat cap, the number of teams towards the bottom of capfriendly.com that have significant space, it's only going to get better.
Frank Cervalli this morning from TSN on WGR. I assume he's talking about Jack Eichel there, although I know he was asked about Reinhardt too. We had a clip in the 3 o'clock update where he was pretty frank and saying how he talked to somebody in the league, and that person described Eichel to him as untradeable. Mm-hmm. And that's the injury, right? Like, it's not resolved.
No, yes, that's right.
And it will get resolved, probably. Not necessarily, but it... Like, I think we know that he's not tradable right now because of his neck. But once we're past that, he becomes quite tradable, I think. So, right?
Right, but when do we get past that?
I don't know.
You know, like, that's what we talked yesterday with Paul about, like, you know, what we'll hear next. And Paul and I both thought, like, maybe we'd see – Paul thought of it, brought up, like, maybe you'll see a statement at some point. And I suggested, yeah, like, Jack Eichel's been cleared to resume hockey-related activities or something. So I don't know, like, you know, how far into June or July we'll have to wait for that. But we are coming to the end of the 12 weeks that Adams was talking about. Here at the – well, not coming to it. I mean, we're not even exactly to the middle of May yet, but I think he said that we'll take them through the end of May. I think the injury is a very it's a very challenging aspect of this. And, you know, I don't know, Paul was sort of feeling around yesterday for, like, maybe the injury makes it harder to trade him now opposed to next year when Eichel has more control. And I don't know. I mean, I want to avoid that. I think if you're the Sabres, if you've settled on this guy doesn't want to be here, even if he's not for a trade, or they've chosen not to tell us he's formally asked for a trade, like it seems like they're destined for a divorce, and having to wait to do it when he can choose his ultimate destination is not anywhere I want to be with him.
Yeah. I mean, this could get very, very messy. I mean, it's already been messy. Mm-hmm. This could just drag on, and the fact that he's got the timing of that no movement clause may not even be a coincidence when it comes to this story. We don't know all of what Eichel is thinking here, or when and how he got to the point where he made it so obvious Monday that he was ready for another challenge.
Maybe that's why he hasn't officially or demanded a trade yet, at least if you trust Kevin Adams saying that he hasn't. Because if he does that right now and the Sabres say, all right, well, our best offer was from Anaheim, so good luck with the Ducks, who are terrible right now. Like, what would Jack want that? Is that an upgrade to him? Because if you're just going to another team that can't get off the mat, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
I found myself feeling extremely tense just as we were talking about all this. I think it is gonna be tense.
Technically speaking,
like I mean,
a team can trade for him, I think, right now, though. Like, the Sabres did that with Evander Kane. Evander Kane didn't pass a physical when the Sabres traded for him, but they said, we don't care, we're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
So a team could technically trade for him.
Technically, yes, but when the reporter says he's untradeable, he kind of sounded like that was a big story, I thought, by the way he was talking, and I don't know. I feel like that's not surprising at all because of his injury. Yeah. So this is going to wait. This is almost definitely going to wait until that gets resolved. I mean, I guess I'm saying that like I know, but there seems to be a lot about this situation that we probably don't know.
Well, I definitely don't think a trade is something that's going to happen before, like, July even. I mean, everything in the league is pushed back, everybody, just in case you're wondering about timing of stuff. Like, the big swap meets and all that stuff are the end of July. Expansion draft, and then free agency is all the last week of July.
You know how they would always say they don't want to make trades during the cup because they take attention away from the cup? What about when the playoffs start before the regular season is over? Could somebody just say, I don't want to make a trade and take attention away from the fact that the playoffs have started before the regular season is over next week, right? Is that Monday? Monday there's playoffs and still the regular season is not over?
No, I think the regular season will be over by this weekend, won't it?
Read Vancouver more still than once.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There would be a game after the playoffs had begun.
Right, because the playoffs begin Saturday with the Bruins and the Capitals.
Right. Bruins and the Capitals. Who to root for?
And the Canucks play through to next Wednesday.
Wow.
Okay,
Big difference. We will get back to football next.
Calgary. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Vancouver. Yeah, a non-playoff team.
Yeah,
presumably.
Right, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Armando Salguero next. We'll talk AFC East, Miami, Buffalo, and the schedule. These teams will meet in week 2 and then again on Halloween. Thanks for being with us. That's coming up here on WGR.